Welcome to episode 95, Getting a Reciprocal Real Estate Salesperson's License in Rhode Island. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me this week. Today, I want to talk to you about our expansion. My company is growing state by state. First was Massachusetts, now comes Rhode Island. I found out that you need to get certain things in order to get the license, so I will go over both the salesperson's license as well as I'll quickly glance over the broker license for those of you interested in growing your companies beyond Massachusetts and into the great state of Rhode Island. So first off, you're going to go to the Rhode Island Department of Business Regulations. That's what they call it, the oversight board here, and you need to go to the Division of Commercial Licensing Real Estate section. That's going to be on the web. Next up, you're going to find that you need to complete a reciprocal real estate salesperson's application. It's a pretty easy application, not a whole lot to it. Name, social security number, date of birth, age, legal resident, your address, your email address, phone number, your occupation, if you have your license in other states, then your employment information and a signature from your broker. You also have an affidavit signature saying that if you're a taxpayer, you're all good. And you also have an affidavit saying that they have power of attorney in case something goes wrong with your deals. So that is two pages, very easy, simple, nothing to research really. I mean, the hardest thing, I guess, would be to get your broker's signature. But that shouldn't be hard at all to take care of. Most brokers are readily available. If it is difficult, reach out to me over here at Movementum Realty. We're always hiring and we make it as easy as possible for you to succeed in all businesses. So the next thing they are looking for is a criminal history record board from the Rhode Island Department of Attorney General. And they're looking for you to get a query done. So you go right online, you get the information there. There's a little bit of information on what to send in. You send in that with a copy of your license and a check. When you send them that, they will send you back a query within a week. It was actually really quick. They did a great job. You send in a self-addressed envelope with it and they send it right back to you. Just got mine today for my broker's license. All was clear. Next up, you have a lead poisoning / lead hazard mitigation certificate of completion for a 3-hour approved pre-licensing or continued ed course. You can find out right at www.dbr.ri.gov what classes are applicable and which ones would be allowed to be used for this. So pretty easy. 3 hours, Massachusetts to Rhode Island is pretty easy because we have the similar laws. We already have the federal section done and they actually do not have a requirement to take the state side. If you are coming in from Florida, you are required to take the state side. Same goes if you're heading down to Florida. For you who are looking about the reciprocal there, it's a little more challenging. We'll go over that in a future episode. But anyway, so far we've got the completed application. We've got the criminal history record board looking us up. We have the lead paint poisoning 3-hour course. We now also have a Corey for our own state. So for the Massachusetts, it was pretty easy. It was called iCorey. You go right on there, you fill it out. One day later, it's already online and all good. You can print right there, you download the document. Next up, a certificate of errors and omissions insurance. So for those of you who are just salespersons, if your broker pays for it, you're going to need to get that from them. Or if you have your own plan, it's going to be through your insurance agent. Readily available, nice and easy. They email it over to you. They're going to ask you who to put on it. Put it for the state of Rhode Island so that that is made out to them. Then we need a letter of good standing from the home state's licensing authority. So what is this? This is just a letter stating that you are in good standing with them. So you have no problems, you have nothing wrong, and that they are ready to work with you. So that's pretty simple to get. Again, back to the Mass Board of Real Estate website, reach out to them. I forget, I believe it's called iSolved, but they have a system online where you can get these. Not too difficult. Now, last but not least, irrevocable power of attorney form. So this is part of the application. It's on the back. It's actually just signing over saying that if something goes really wrong, that they can take over your deals and that you're okay with that. And then next up, it says here you need 2 separate checks or money orders, so they can't be cash or anything like that. First one, $140, is payable to the Rhode Island General Treasurer, and the second is a $25 check payable to the real estate recovery account. So guys, that's all you're going to need for the salesperson's license, for that reciprocal license from here in Massachusetts. For those of you who live close to the border, it's a no-brainer here. One of the things you're going to find, you can find affordable housing a lot of times in Massachusetts. Rhode Island has a great reduction in prices compared to us. Of course, there's expensive areas of Rhode Island, just like anywhere else, but there are a lot of opportunities that can be had, and when you have people looking on the border, it really stinks to lose the deal. But if you're going to lose the deal and you're not already there yet, you might as well use the opportunity of a referral. You can reach out to us over here at Movementum Realty. We can connect it up with one of those move mentors that work for us, and they will happily take care of them. So now let's just jump over from one side to the other. Let's jump over to the broker side of things. It is a very similar process, to be honest with you. There wasn't a whole lot different here. I put mine together. I have my iCORI from Massachusetts. I have my certificate of E&O. I've got my BCI letter from Rhode Island saying that my CORI came back clean. I have an application. The application is very, very, very similar to the one that I read off to you guys before. Really just name, social security number, date of birth, age, are you a legal resident? Very simple questions, nothing challenging. Same taxpayer affidavit, same affidavit, and also the power of attorney form. So not a lot different on this side of things. Again, you know, the first thing that stands in the way of most people getting it is just taking the time it takes to get this done. So I'm challenging you guys today. If you're there in Massachusetts, you have the opportunity of a whole nother state worth of sales. Why don't you do it? If you have any questions, comments, or concerns on today's podcast, make sure to reach out to me. And if you're not already there, check out our group, Real Facts on Real Estate. We have a Facebook group. We have a newsletter, and we also have a blog with lots of great content, free interviews, free everything. We're always sending out more information, just like this podcast here. Our whole goal for you is growth. We really want to help you grow. So thank you so much for listening. Again, if you haven't hit subscribe yet, do so. Tell your friends and family about it. Make sure to share us with everybody and anybody that you know that could benefit from learning more about real estate. Have a great afternoon, and I will talk to you soon.